Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, December 13. Coming up, lending institutions urged to focus on agriculture sector, healthcare personnel receive training in maternal and infant care, and Senate passes regulations to outsource banking services. The news in detail after the break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. As you cook and bake, put several items in the oven at the same time. Just make sure there's room for heat to circulate. Check on dishes through the oven window. Opening the oven door lowers the temperature, which increases preparation time. If you have a microwave or toaster oven, use it for smaller tasks such as reheating. Conserve while cooking and baking this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda is calling on lending institutions to place attention on the agricultural sector so it can continue contributing to growth and foreign exchange earnings. Minister Samuda says he will continue to push for the sector to access loans at no more than 4% interest, pointing out that agriculture is the foundation on which related industries can thrive. He adds that with the establishment of a department in the ministry dedicated to the micro, small and medium-sized enterprise sector, there is now greater support for the agriculture industry.
We feel confident that if emphasis is placed on the union that must be forged between agriculture, industry and the distributive trade, coupled with a working relationship with the banking community, and it will lay a foundation, a solid base, on which to build a vibrant economy.
Minister Samuda was speaking at a recent JN Small Business Loans Limited luncheon. 82 healthcare personnel have received specialized training in maternal and infant care and management under the training component of the Program for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMAC. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the training was undertaken as part of steps to upgrade maternal and neonatal health services in Jamaica to world-class standards. He says an estimated $186 million has been spent to date on health professional training initiatives under PROMAC. The program has the specific objectives of reducing the incidence of neonatal and maternal deaths, improving the quality of management of high-risk pregnancies, and enhancing public awareness and understanding of healthcare processes and patients' rights. PROMAC is funded by the European Union. The Ministry of Justice is to implement several initiatives in the coming year to increase access to justice. Portfolio Minister Deroy Chuck says this includes the incorporation of technology in courtrooms to help speed up case deliberations, as well as the launch of a public education program.
In 2017, we'll see us roll out audio, video, and transcription technologies across courts in Jamaica under the JSAT program, which is funded by the European Union. 2017 will also launch an aggressive Know Your Rights campaign to raise awareness in the country, and especially among marginalized groups and communities, about their rights and responsibilities.
Mr. Chuck adds that the restorative justice program will be ramped up in schools with plans for at least 3 trained and certified restorative justice facilitators to be placed in every institution. And the Senate has approved the Banking Services Deposit-Taking Institutions Agent Banking Regulations of 2016, which will provide a framework that will allow some banking business to be undertaken through agents authorized by a supervisory committee. The services to be provided will include deposits and withdrawals, payment of bills and loan repayments, electronic transfer of funds, and account balance inquiries.
The objective is to allow a widening of banking access channels beyond existing deposit-taking institutions, branch networks, and electronic access channels to include the use of third-party owned locations that will offer banking services alongside their own products and the services.
Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Will Reid. Third-party owned locations will include supermarkets, gas stations, hardware stores, money transfer and remittance operations, and lottery outlets. The regulations will also facilitate the government's commitment to financial inclusion. The regulations were previously approved in the House of Representatives. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.